Welcome to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. I'm Lindsay Petrucci, alongside my co-host, Anthony Adams, double A. V-Day weekend. Happy Valentine's Day. What's
you.
Up?
Looking good with the red
Got
on.
Got the red going. Hey, so what are you going to take the wife to do? Anything special?
Yeah, I think I'm going to take her out to dinner, or maybe I may cook dinner myself.
Ooh, very nice.
But I have something real special in store for her. I'm going to give her an 8x10 picture of myself.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I'm gonna frame it up real nice. Gonna have hearts on it, Cupid shooting the arrow.
I'm sure she'll be real excited. Are you even gonna sign it for her? Autograph on there?
Yeah, I'll do that. That'll add the value to the picture for sure.
So, hey, I was at a pretty cool event recently at Soldier Field. LifeSource held their annual blood drive. It was a chance for Bears fans to save lives and also tour the Bears locker room and get some autographs, meet some players, including Robbie Gould and Dan Hampton. Take a look.
How you doing? Good.
My name's Roy.
LifeSource is the largest blood donor center in Illinois and provides products and services to hospitals around Chicago. The organization was helping celebrate January as National Blood Donor Month with their Soldier Field blood drive.
We've had a bunch of appointments as well as a bunch of walk-ins, and Bears fans are diehard fans, so they always bring their memorabilia, and they just have true spirit. And of course, that spirit truly translates when they are donating blood, because they know that with each donation, they can support up to 3 area lives.
At the annual event, this is the first time donors were invited to tour the home locker room, where the Bears spend their time before and after the game, rather than the visitor's locker room in years past.
I've never seen it before, so I'm excited. I brought my kids, my wife, and my brother-in-law. Pumped. If they have to wheel me down there, I'm going to be there. Hopefully I won't pass out.
Bears kicker Robbie Gould, Hall of Famer Dan Hampton.
That's awesome.
You're at 172 in this book.
172? I'm in the book?
Greeted donors during the locker room tours and signed memorabilia.
Not many people get the opportunity to come in the locker room. You know, they don't open this locker room up very much. So to have people that are willing to come out and help other people out, you know, it's pretty special that they get an opportunity to walk in the locker room that we do.
My son really wanted to see Soldier Field. So for him, we are here giving blood so that he can go on a tour of the locker room. But it's a good cause, and I haven't done it in a while, so it kind of gets me a wake-up call to I should do this. I have a rare blood type.
This is the third year LifeSource has teamed up with former Bear and Super Bowl champion Sean Gale, who helped organize the event.
We want to get everybody involved. We want to make sure that, you know, we here in Illinois, once we go through something like what happened downstate with the tornadoes and such, that, you know, there's a response. You know, that's the great thing about community. In two situations that you see a group of people come together, one's a championship and the other is some horrific event that takes place. So we like to work together, we like to support each other, and it's all coming together here in the Bears locker room.
The good part of it for me is I get to see Sean Gale, my old teammate, and of course LifeSource as president is Jimbo Covert, our great left tackle. So it's local, it's about people here in town showing up, helping LifeSource in this blood drive.
133 units of blood were collected, which will support 399 lives.
My wife is O negative, which I guess is universal. So she's here giving blood. I've had it before, problems with going to the hospital, all of a sudden you know you need it. It's happened to me a couple times where I needed that blood real quickly. Thank God they had a blood bank. And they go down there and they get it and they bring it up, and next thing you know, you're doing pretty good. So it's a great thing that LifeSource does.
Anthony, I was pretty impressed with some of these Bears fans that were at the blood drive. There was one gentleman, I'm interviewing him, while he has a needle in his arm, he's giving blood, and he's just so excited to see the Bears locker room. He said even if he, like, passed out or something, he still would try to somehow get down there to check out the Bears locker room.
Couldn't be me.
Yeah, he was excited. All the Bears fans, they were doing a great thing. And, I mean, it's a win-win situation, right? Save
I guess.
Lives, get to
Yeah, man, I don't know about getting the needle put in me, man, and, you know, talking about Bears. I don't want to talk about anything.
Double A, big baby.
Call it what you want. I don't mess around with no needles.